Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is April 1st, 2015. It's been almost a month since my last episode. I thank you so much for your patience. If you've been waiting for another episode to come out, I have been traveling. I've been traveling so much over the past 4 weeks. It's been crazy. I've been doing so many speaking engagements. I've talked to over several thousand people, audiences countrywide, and I've been doing a lot of training with some celebrity clients, taking care of my celebrity clients. You know, you can only imagine the type of maintenance involved. One of them being Oprah Winfrey's soul cycling instructor, and another one being a big celebrity in the financial private lending arena. This gentleman created the single largest private lending network in the country. And you got to imagine, these guys are really, really busy, busy people. And what I want to share with you today is something really cool, how I'm able to help a gentleman like my client who spends all of his weekends, every single weekend, doing 2 to 3 day intense trainings, teaching people how to be able to make more money becoming a private lender. It's so beautiful what he does for people. And what I'm doing with him is this. Here's a guy. I don't know if you are in this situation too, where you're so busy. You have very little time to work out, and if you do, it's just a couple days out of the week. No problem, I said, because what makes his situation unique and actually beneficial for weight loss, so his goal, he wants to lose weight, is that he spends 10 or more hours each of those training days. So 3 days out of the week, he spends on his feet teaching people, teaching audiences his material. And if you're standing, and if you're doing that for hour, like many, many hours throughout the day, that's all I need to be able to help you lose weight. Now, it sounds almost unbelievable, but I helped him lose 3 pounds in just one weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In just one weekend, he was able to lose 3 pounds. And some of you who are walking on a regular basis, or if you are a waitress, or if you work retail, and if you're on your feet on a daily basis, I've got great news for you. You actually can lose a lot of weight just doing your job. You don't even have to go to the gym. You could just do your job and you can lose weight. And I'm going to explain exactly how we're able to do that, how I'm able to do that for him. Because his problem was this. A long time ago, he came to me to help him get set up on a weight loss program. I set him up on a fast metabolism program, very similar to what I did to help save my dad. I don't know if you know the story, but my father was chronically obese, and he was 2 points away from full-blown diabetes, and he was taking cholesterol meds. And in less than 6 months, we were able to completely reverse all of that. He's lost over 51 pounds to date. He's been able to get off of his cholesterol medications. His cholesterol is perfect. His blood work is perfect. We completely reversed his pre-diabetic condition 100%. And how do we do that? Just loaded him up on all the nutrients that he was missing. We raised his metabolism with the best foods on the planet. So lots and lots and lots and lots of living foods, whole, high density, high nutrient density, whole foods, living foods, high omega-3s from like flax seeds and chia seeds. And then I just had him walk about 20 to 30 minutes a day, 6 to 7 days a week. That's it. It was kind of his routine after dinner. Him and my mom, they would just go out for a walk. And he's down 51 pounds easily. And he's still losing weight, which is amazing because his metabolism is up. And my dad, he's over 70 years old now. So if my dad can do it, you certainly can. But the key is this. You got to be doing something every single day that is causing you to expend more calories than you would than if you're just sitting around doing desk work. And I'll show you how that works. Because my client, I'm not going to mention his name. He wants to stay anonymous. That's cool. Totally respect that. Not that you couldn't figure it out if you were to look up the largest private lender founder in the country. Not like you couldn't look him up. But anyway, here he is. He normally spends the majority of his day sitting at a desk job. All right. I mean, it's not a job, it's his company. So he's sitting down. You know, he's on the phone doing deals, creating content, sitting at a desk. And then enjoying his free time, he's also at home sitting on a couch enjoying whatever, a book or watching TV, or if he's getting out of the house, he's taking a class, which is just more and more sitting. Now, check this out. Go over to calorielab.com, and you can find it. You can find a whole list there of all the common activities that people do. And on average, now, this doesn't mean that you're going to be burning the same amount, but check this out. For a person who's 150 pounds, they calculated that a person who is doing light sitting on the job, so that means light the equivalent of this, light office work, sitting, reading, this would also include some computer work, burns an average of about 34 calories per hour. Get that, 34 calories in 1 hour for a 150-pound person. Now, you can change that to figure out what that's going to be. And if is it accurate? I don't know. That's not what's important. Check this out. It's the difference. So if we compare sitting, so that's 34 calories, to standing, and I'm talking light standing. So they've got this category here, standing, including bartending, store clerk, assembling, filing, duplicating, putting up a Christmas tree, and yeah, and changing clothes when teaching physical education. Yeah, you know, it's these are like, this is the same amount of activity that you would be doing if you're teaching, if you're standing in front of a class, pacing back and forth, teaching content, drawing on a flip chart, hitting a PowerPoint slide. 88 calories for the same hour, same person. All right. Now, you may burn more than that or less than that, but the difference is going to be pretty darn close. So sitting is 34, standing, light standing, is 88 calories. What's the difference between that? It's over 50 calories, ladies and gentlemen. 50 calories. Now, my client starts at 8:30 in the morning, and he goes all the way, and this is not exaggerating, until around 7:30, 8:30 at night. And when you do the math on that, it's over. Let's take an hour or two for lunch and dinner. That's 10 hours. 10 hours. 10 hours. My client is on his feet. And when we do the math on that, so 10 hours times, what's the difference here? Compared to how many calories he's burning while he's sitting doing nothing, it's over 50 calories, folks. So 50 calories per hour times 10 hours. That's over 500 excess calories being burned. Now that's actually pretty darn good. Now that is the number of calories that you would burn if you were to spend an hour doing some extremely intense, high-intensity training, like big time, huge. You know, let me see if I can find another example of, okay, so check this out. So 500 calories, that is, it's so funny, these examples on here. Okay, that would be the equivalent of spending an hour, okay, the same person, digging ditches. It says, it's right here on the website, calorielab.com. Shoveling, digging ditches. Now, if you dug ditches for an hour every single day, do you think that would help you lose weight? Probably. Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of activity. Let's see if they've got another one. Okay, here's another one. 544 calories, which is about how much you burn, actually. It's almost exactly. So 54 calorie difference, 10 hours. That's 540 extra. This is extra calories. Extra calories. 544. Those extra calories would be the equivalent of adding in. So this is not replacing. It's not replacing what you're doing. This is like adding in, on top of the 24 hours that you spend, adding in an hour of trimming trees in the forest. That's 544 calories. Are you getting the picture now? This is pretty significant. And when you take that over the course of actually three to four days, that's how long he's spending at these trainings. 3 to 4 days, that's a lot of calories being burned. We're talking about an extra 1,500 to 2,000 calories that he wasn't, that he normally wouldn't expend. So think about that. Is that a lot of calories? Absolutely it is. I mean, just using the basic formulas that a lot of people use to try to predict how much weight they're going to lose, they say 3,500 calories burned in excess is what it takes to lose a pound of body fat. Well, guess what? We've got half of that. So that's easily going to account for half of that, right? So why did my client lose 3 pounds in 1 week? Well, here's why. Because some of you are having trouble losing body fat. Some of you might be listening right now, and you might have a job. You might have a job in retail. You might have a job in the service industry, and you're on your feet all the time. And you're going, why the heck am I not losing weight? And here's why: your metabolism is not supporting the weight loss. So you can put the activity in. You can burn the calories, so to speak. However, it doesn't mean you're going to be that much lighter. You're not. And the reason is because of your metabolism. It's just too slow. It doesn't support it. You got to understand, you know, there's a whole process that your body has to go through in order to tell your fat cells to release fat. And your diet is going to be responsible for that, and your exercise. So your exercise tells the body, hey, listen, I need fatty acids. Please give me fatty acids. And the way your body tells your fat cells to release fatty acids is through the communication, through the words of hormones. Hormones are the words. Hormones are the directives. And you've got certain organs that produce that. However, there's a couple things that can go wrong there because it's kind of a cascading effect. It's like a long chain of events that all have to occur, and they have to occur perfectly in order for the job to get done. It's a long chain of orders. You know, you have a certain organ that produces a hormone that eventually gets to the fat cell, and it's got to successfully dock to the fat cell. I'm talking about your adipose tissue, and then it's got to be able to help. And then it tells the fat cell to release the fatty acid. The fatty acid has to go in your bloodstream. Your bloodstream has to be metabolized or absorbed from your bloodstream, metabolized, turned into energy, which eventually becomes carbon dioxide and water. Now, that's assuming all of that happens without a hitch. But the problem is, and this is what happens, this is what I see with a lot of vegans who struggle to lose weight. Even though you're vegan, doesn't mean you're going to suddenly lose a whole lot of weight. It helps to drop the meat and the dairy and the animal products, for sure, without a doubt. But a lot of you have noticed that you've lost weight and then it just stopped. And the reason is because, again, you haven't supported your metabolism. There's tons of vegan food that you can eat, but there's tons of vegan food that does not support a healthy metabolism because you're still not giving your body exactly what it needs. You're not giving it huge amounts of living nutrients, all the vitamins, the minerals, the phytonutrients, the phytochemicals. How about the water intake? Are you getting enough water in? You want to get at least, I would say, if you want to really be serious about this, get at least a gallon in a day. I just helped a client right now who was stuck at the 4 inches mark, or 3 inches maybe, and then boom, we kicked his water intake from a gallon to 2 gallons, and then suddenly he just started dropping inches like mad. You got to have the water, because all your biochemistry, all of it, water is what supports it and makes those reactions in your body occur. You got to get your metabolism up. So extremely high doses of fresh, raw vegetable produce. Those are your high nutrient density foods. Get your omega-3s up. Get those chia seeds up, flax seeds up. Get those walnuts up. Get them way up. And then don't forget the water. And remember, I didn't mention anything about protein. Protein is not part of the metabolism equation. Your body gets plenty of protein. We already know that. Just look at all the medical records from all the hospital visits. Look at all the statistics of how many people suffer from any form of protein deficiency. It is so low. So that tells us a lot. It tells us that our protein is just fine for almost every single one of us. But what I want you to focus on is get out of the processed foods and move into the living, whole, high-nutrient, dense foods. Get that metabolism up. So this is what happened. We started. So I put him on a high-performance diet. It's part of a new program I'm going to be rolling out right now. It's already rolled out for my celebrity clients, but I'm going to make this available for you eventually. It's part of a luxury weight loss program. When you combine high, fast metabolism foods like the ones I just described, lots of produce, lots of omega-3s, lots of water, and you combine that, because that, ladies and gentlemen, you can't get fat on. It accelerates fat loss because finally your body does what it's supposed to do. And when you tell your body to lose fat, which that's exactly what you're telling your body to do, when you're spending 10 hours expending 54 more calories than usual per hour, you are telling your body to use body fat. You got to combine it with the right diet. You got to combine it with a diet that supports fat loss. When you do that, you can lose weight. Now, why did he lose more than the half a pound that's predicted from the calorie equation? 3,500 calories to lose a pound of fat. But he only expended about 1,500 extra calories. Here's the reason for that. It wasn't all fat that he lost. You see, when he goes back to his real world, it's not like he's eating perfectly. It's not like he's eating perfectly high fast metabolism stuff. He's just an average guy like you and just, or you might be an extreme athlete. I don't know who I'm talking to, but for the average person who's just going back and they're eating what they can, mostly based on convenience, that's kind of him too. But he knows he learned a few things from me and he tries to make his best decisions and choices. He eats a lot more salads than usual, but still he goes back to eating what he normally does, which is not a gallon or 2 gallons of water, which also doesn't include mostly all raw fresh vegetables. You know, when he does, he gets amazing results. But that's the thing. So why do you lose weight that way? Well, the reason is mostly because one big reason is I had him consuming over 1.5 gallons of water each day during those 3 to 4 days. I also had him consuming high dose omega-3s, which, you know, he's kind of short of usually, and also had him consuming foods that are extremely highly dense in fiber. So it was really helping his digestive system. So a lot of stuff was getting cleared out. So I'd say he lost at least a half a pound of fat, maybe a little bit more. And the rest 2.5 pounds came from a reduction in stored, or I guess you could say retained water, because we corrected his sodium balance. So when you start increasing your water intake, then your cells don't need as much sodium. They don't, because they don't need to hold on to as much water, because you're providing such a huge amount of water. So your body will excrete the excess. So that easily can account for 1 to 2 pounds right there. So there you go. Imagine just spending one weekend and being 3 pounds lighter. Would that be motivating for you? Of course it would. Of course it would. So if you are spending a lot of time on your feet, this is a perfect opportunity for you to get your metabolism up. If you want to learn how to do that a little bit more in detail, I've got a couple resources for you. One is a free one. You just go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on free courses, and then download the Leaner, Healthier, Fitter, Faster course, which it's not a course, it's a 45-minute online training. I'll show you how to make some smoothies that will help you do that. It'll raise your metabolism right away. Speaking of metabolism, I just want to let you know, for those of you who have not attended the Metabolic Mastery Intensive, I'm going to let you know we've got good news. I got another one coming up. I'm going to have tickets going up for sale pretty soon on my website. You can get it at veganbodyrevolution.com or thomastadlock.com, and it's going to be, mark this date down, July 18th and 19th this year, 2015. July 18th and 19th, we're going to do a 2-day hands-on live training. I'm going to show you exactly how to raise your metabolism. I'm going to show you how to create a metabolism for rapid fat loss, a metabolism for rapid muscle gain, and then also how to design your whole program so that you can have the body that you want. We're also going to show you how to bulletproof your health, and this is all related to metabolism, all related to metabolism. I want to show you how to do it. If you don't feel like you're there yet, then this is going to be the missing piece for you. It's going to be awesome, I promise. So July 18th, 19th, tickets will go on sale soon. I'll send an email out if you're on my list all about that. But anyway, I also want to find out from you, what do you want? What topics do you want me to really dive deep on in terms of body transformation? I want to help you get the body of your dreams on a 100% plant-based diet. So you tell me, what's holding you back right now? I want to know, and I'm going to use what you tell me to come up with my next few episodes. Are you having trouble losing weight? And if so, what's the problem? What do you feel the problem is? Are you having trouble building muscle on a vegan diet? And if so, tell me what you feel the struggle is. Is there any specific technical details that you want to dive into? Now, I'm gonna say this. I don't get into too much of the technical details, only because I'm an application results person. I mean, at the end of the day, what changes is typically the reasons why we believe things work, or why things work. And that changes constantly because we're constantly revealing more information about ourselves, our bodies, biology. Science tells us more and more and more. But what I'm really concerned with, and it doesn't matter how or why things work, is the process to get the result that you want. That is all I'm concerned with. Raising your metabolism, increasing your health, getting more muscle and more lean, that's what I'm after. So what I would love to talk about is more questions around that, how to make that happen. So you tell me exactly what you want. You can feel free to send me an email, tom@thomastadlock.com, or you could use the contact form. Just go to thomastadlock.com and talk to me through there. Or you can go to the Facebook page, you just go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on the Facebook link, and like our page. You can communicate with me that way. And speaking of which, for those of you, if you've sent me an email or if you sent me a message and I have not gotten back to you, please Please accept my most humble apologies. Like I said, I've been traveling like crazy all over the country, even in Edmonton, Canada. It's cold there. Oh, it's so cold there. So watch out if you end up going to Canada. It's freaking cold. And it's right now, April 1st. Yeah, really cold over there. Do me a favor. Remind me again. It's not because I'm trying to ignore you. It's just it might have gotten lost, or I might have read it and forgot to respond, even though I meant to. So please do me a favor. Hit me up again. Just say, hey, Thomas, can you get back to me on this message that I sent you? And if you could do me the biggest, kindest favor, just copy that message again. I would so appreciate it. I promise I will get back to you and answer your questions. So that's all I've got, folks. Listen, I just want to thank you so much for all of your support and all of your and your, I guess, your listenership. It's just it just really means a lot to me. I can't tell you how much it means to me. If you've really enjoyed the show, I would really appreciate a review. It helps me spread my message and the message that we can save this world, we can save this planet, we can save your life and the life of others if we can help other people see that this is the way to get the dream body. You can do it in a way that does not hurt the environment. You can do it in a way that does not hurt your health. This is the way, ladies and gentlemen, the vegan body revolution. Go start a vegan body revolution wherever you are. This is Thomas Tadlock, your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show and veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.